for all Friday. Get your phones ready. Time to talk. Time to get it all out there. Air that dirty laundry. Let's see. The Packers and Bears, do they take a knee at football? Does Donald Trump kick the NFL again? Fake book. Maybe it should be fake book because of the fake news. We'll get to that. The D.C. gun win. A transgender policy setback, an ice thaw, sanctuary cities, this and so much more, plus your comments on a free-for-all Friday. Get ready, get dressed, get some coffee, and let's do it. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical. It's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, my friends, it's Friday, free-for-all Friday. What's on your mind? Do you kneel for the national anthem? Do you? Do you stand for the national anthem? Do you put your hand over your heart? Do you not care one way or the other? 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966 is the toll-free hotline here to the program. I was at a group meeting last night, which I'll get back to in a little bit. 200 or 300 people in the room. And we went with the Pledge of Allegiance to start, and let me tell you, everybody shot to their feet. There was no question about how that was going to go down. All in support they were. And because as real Americans, we stand, we salute, we have respect for each other, we have respect for the flag, for the anthem, for the country, for the whole shooting match. And so, I'm going to tell you that the majority of Americans feel that way. We'll get back to that in just a minute. Let's go to Matt in Okemos, starting things off on this free-for-all Friday. Matt, welcome to the conversation.
Hey, good morning, Steve. I wanted to say that the Democratic Party has morphed into a Teamster union. It's no longer a party. If you're not
what do you mean morphed into
the union, you're out.
What do you mean morphed into?
Horowitz is a good example. The Horowitz, the Harvard professor. He's out now because he's not in.
Well, yeah, but they've been the Teamsters union as long as I've been alive. Oh, you know,
no, but it's accelerated.
Well,
it's gotten even worse.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. I don't disagree with that. The union mentality of either it's our way or no way or the highway or we'll bust your knuckles. Because don't forget about the part that they'll throw a brick through the window. Don't forget that part, Matt. Yeah,
right.
Stuff on fire.
That's how they operate. But I wanted to say the last time that the Democratic Party accepted a Republican president as a legitimate president was in 1992. It's a long time ago.
No, I don't even know if that's
Bush,
true.
Bush, they said, stole the election.
I don't even know if that's true, because I think the last time they actually accepted a Republican president full-on was Dwight Eisenhower, but those are just my thoughts. All right, thanks
Maybe
for checking
right
in, Matt.
That.
Thanks for checking in, Matt. Great thoughts, great comments. Appreciate it. Let's go to Keith checking in from Flint today. Keith, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. You know, it's interesting the comparison between some of the NFL and I think an NBA owner, team owner, and the team owners in NASCAR from down south. You know, after all the things that happened in the war between the states and we freed the slaves, the people that are descended from those slaves are the ones that are most ungrateful, and those good old Southern boys that had it set upon them. They've got patriotism coming out their skin pores. I mean, they're proud to be Americans and they're thankful to be Americans.
Yeah, the ones that lost the Civil War proud to be Americans. There's truth to that, no question.
Right.
All right, Keith, thank you for checking in. The hotline number here on a Free for All Friday is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. I want to share this with you. Because if you didn't notice any of this coverage, you just have to pay attention to this one, because this one should really bother you. Steve Scalise, the Republican majority whip from Louisiana, returned to Congress yesterday, you may have noticed. He returned to Congress for the first time since being gunned down by a left-wing fanatic. The would-be assassin was attempting to kill as many Republicans as possible at a baseball practice in Alexandria, Virginia, back in June. His killing mission, as you well know, was cut short when two members of Scalise's security team shot and killed him. His name was James T. Hodgkinson. He was a radical leftist who supported Bernie Sanders and carried a kill list, in his pocket of the people he was going to get rid of. Plenty of news outlets cover the return of Scalise, who was nearly killed in the attack. He spent the last 3.5 months recovering. However, each and every outlet that I checked, including the Washington Post, The Hill, CNN, all failed to mention the political nature of the attack or the fact that Hodgkinson intended to murder only Republicans because of blind hate for the president and the GOP in general. In fact, I only found one news outlet that even mentioned his name. In fact, this guy traveled all the way from Illinois with the intentions of gunning down and murdering members of Congress, the most egregious attack on American institutions of government, in my estimation, since JFK was murdered in 1963. Yet without fail, the left-wing media omits this salient fact. Why? Why? Because it destroys the narrative of crazy right-wing nut jobs or the mass shooters in America. That, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary, it also violates the accepted idea that violence comes from the alt-right and nowhere else. Fortunately, you have me here to defend the truth, liberty, and the American way. But you go look, Scalise, and this is important because when Gabby Giffords was shot in 2011 in Arizona, the news media was falling all over themselves to tell you about the hateful Jared Loeffner and tried to make him out to be a right-wing guy until they found out he was a left-wing guy. Even the New York Times recently tried to tie him back in and blame Sarah Palin for that shooting after this incident in June, a report they had to pull because it's completely discredited and has no foundation. But isn't it stunning that all these media outlets failed once again to tell the basic facts of the story? Speaking of gun rights and a win for gun rights activists, a federal appeals court yesterday let stand another court's ruling that it is unconstitutional for the Washington, D.C. government to require licensed gun owners to provide, quote, a good reason for legally carrying a concealed weapon in the nation's capital. The ruling potentially sets the matter on a path to the United States Supreme Court because other federal courts have reached varying decisions in similar cases. That, according to the Washington Times, but the D.C. Circuit let stand concealed carry rulings, getting the gun crowd very, very pleased with that. Second Amendment advocates said the law was too restrictive, would make it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to obtain concealed carry permits. As of June, D.C. police had granted just 126 such permits, denied 417 more. And that was since the law took effect in 2014. Of course, this is D.C.'s return to the Supreme Court. If it gets there, they've been slapped down before. Apparently, they need to be slapped down again. Maybe we should have somebody else running D.C. besides these clowns. Just a thought. On a free-for-all Friday, do you stand up for the anthem? Do you take a knee? Who are you as an American? What are your thoughts? 888-900-9966. It's the Steve Gruber Show.